get quizzical!
Okay, it's that time of the week again. Time for the Friday quiz. And do we have a battle on our hands tonight? First up, he's the hard quiz master. He's got a gold logie to his name. In fact, he's a defending gold logie winner. He's also performing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with his show Lighten Up. Please go wild. Please go crazy for Mr. Tom Gleeson.
Oh, thank you. Lovely to be here. I'm actually the carryover champion with the gold logie. That's how it works. They cancelled it, so I kept it. By the time it rolls around again, I will have held it for 2.5 years. Can you believe that?
What choice did you have? Good on you.
I know. It's almost like I started the pandemic on purpose, isn't it?
And opposite him, arguably the man who gave Tom Gleeson the platform from which he could launch his bid for comedic world domination, is the host of The Weekly. And now we're about to quiz him on the news of the week. Please make some noise at your radio for Charlie Pickering.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. I'd take some issue with arguably in your description of Tom's success and my contribution to it. But that's fine. Redraft that, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Certainly, is that the pickup you want me to
certainly.
Do?
Certainly, okay. Inarguably is another useful word that could
more
have
elegant.
Gone there.
Brilliant.
Yes, definitely,
brilliant.
Definitely.
Right, I'm going to bring you up to speed on the rules. Basically, just to avoid any confusion from other quiz shows, this is similar to the final round of Hard Quiz. It's a penalty shootout style. You will get a chance to steal a point from the other competitor, but only if I say you can.
Okay.
So rule of thumb is I'm in charge, basically. Follow what I say, no buzzers. I'll never have a moment like this again. It's just
okay.
Let me enjoy it for a second. All right, formalities out of the way, let's get into it. Tom, you're first. Round one, federal politics.
All right, just before we start.
Yeah.
So this is a news quiz, just to be clear.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to point out the distinct disadvantage I'm at. Charlie is doing a show that's based on the news, and I've been knee-deep in hard quiz questions. So if you want to know stuff about the powerful owl, I'll sort you out. But things in Canberra may have passed me by.
All right. We will take that into account.
Okay.
All right. Noted.
Can I just point out all he's doing is try to lower expectations at this point.
And
right,
it's working
now, he is seething with competitive energy right now. He has more time to read the papers than I do.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no reason to set any lower expectations of Tom. And this is a quiz format. That's his home ground advantage. If it was a desk where I just get to yell about how much I know about things, then absolutely that's my home turf.
That's next week, Charlie, okay? Round one, federal politics. Tom?
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Question. In response to dropping...
This is Scott Morrison.
I said no buzzers.
Okay.
In response to dropping the original vaccine targets, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has asked what of National Cabinet starting next week?
Oh, he's asked them to start meeting again, maybe?
Yeah.
More. They're going to meet more often.
And how often?
Every week.
May
2 weeks.
May
fortnight.
Steal?
Month.
Twice a week. Are we going to award it? Look, I think so.
I don't know. This quiz is soft. I've never said twice a week.
Yeah,
I said every week, a fortnight, every month.
I get no points. Take the point off you.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying, Tom?
I don't deserve that point.
All right.
Tom trying to answer a question was like panning for gold in a river.
All right. That's it. You've lost it.
Now, I've no
You've convinced
there.
Me.
Yep.
All right, Charlie. The score is zero then. Up to you now.
I may get it just as wrong, but I'll do so in a more decisive fashion.
And I'll be harder on you. I've learned.
All right.
I've learned from our first question. Peter Dutton here speaking on Breakfast Television. Have a listen.
It wasn't a good look, Carl. It's not going to happen again. I've made it very clear that that won't be happening again. And I'm sorry to you and to Richard and others that have enjoyed the footage, but you won't see that again.
What's not going to happen again, Charlie?
A twerking dance troupe will not be hired for any official military events.
Nailed it.
And more's the pity, can I just say?
Indeed.
Can I just say, absolutely, what energy it brought to the event? I just think more of that. That's the problem with this. People reacted because they haven't seen anything like that before. Mm. But what if we saw more of it? Wouldn't you love the Navy a bit more if there was a bit more twerking going on?
I know, it was very exciting.
Or a glitter cannon, just...
The highlight of the Navy, arguably, was Scher's Turn Back Time film clip. I mean, we need more razzle-dazzle in the Navy.
The ABC got in trouble too, because apparently some of the people that were edited into the footage looking like they were watching weren't even there. Did you know that?
I did, and they
and
had
I
to...
And I learned that from the ABC. It sounds like something I learned from Sky News, but I did not. The well, ABC so told me that the ABC made a mistake.
You were telling me you didn't read the papers.
Well, I was looking at screens.
Fair enough. All right, round two, here we go. Tom?
Yes.
Question. The funeral service will be held at Windsor Castle for Prince Philip. It'll feature a procession through the grounds of the castle. What vehicle will Philip's coffin be placed on for the procession, replacing a hearse?
It's going to be an Uber. and the reason why it's going to be... Well, it's going to be an Uber because the driver feels safe knowing he won't be racially abused because the prince is dead.
May I steal the point on this one?
I'm going to let you steal the point.
It's going to be a Land Rover that was designed by Prince Philip himself.
Now you're showing off, but it's wow. very good. Right. Good on you.
He designed right, a Land Rover.
He designed one for his own right. funeral.
Wow. All right, the score is Tom 0 right now, but there's still heaps of time to catch up, and Charlie's on 2. Charlie, question for you. Mm-hmm. To this tragic news, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, he died last week at 99. Only 30 people will be allowed to attend the funeral taking place over the weekend. Who made the cut from the following? A, Patricia Natchbull, 2nd Countess Mountbatten of Burma.
Natchy.
B, Prince George, Prince Louis and Princess Charlotte. Or C, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
So who made the cut?
Who made the cut? Who's going? Mm.
So what was the middle? The middle.
So there's
was
only 30.
George, Louis and Princess Charlotte.
George, Louis
That's
and Charlotte.
That's William and Kate's kids.
Louis.
I'm going to say George, Louis and Charlotte.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's Natchy, isn't it?
It's Natchy.
I knew it was Natchy.
It is Patricia Natchbull, the second Countess of Mountbatten of Burma. Oh, no.
She just, I've got to say, that social butterfly, always at a funeral. Mm. Any funeral she's there.
No great-grandchildren, and Boris Johnson has said he won't attend to allow as many family members as possible to go along. All right, score is 0 for Tom. Charlie, you're on 2. We're at round 3. International news. Tom, okay. This one's for you. Dear. Rock megastars Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl have teamed up to release a new track. Here's a taste.
Yeah.
Track's called Easy Sleazy.
Yes.
It's been released to celebrate what?
Oh. It's been released to celebrate Mick Jagger becoming double Dave Grohl's age.
You were mistaken.
Unfortunately, no. The official line, at least, is that it's been released to celebrate the lifting of lockdown in England.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I had heard of the song, but I didn't know why they released it.
Charlie, your turn. Chaos in the Polish city of Krakow this week. Animal welfare officers were called by desperate residents to an animal lurking in a tree near homes. What did the officers find had raised the alarm? Multiple choice again. A, a kite with the picture of a black kite, as in a bird, printed on it. B, a baby iguana. Or C, a croissant.
Wow.
Mm.
I mean, they all seem so improbable.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love the thought behind a kite printed on a kite.
Yeah.
A bird printed on a kite.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's, oh, I'm just going to go with that. I'm going to go with the kite.
No. It's
not.
It was Natchy again, wasn't it?
It was Natchy. I forgot to give you, Tom, a chance to jump in. So I'm going to give you a chance to steal a point here. Do you want the options again?
No, I'll just go with croissant because I did not see this story. I got it.
There it is.
Well, I thought this story was beyond the crossword. I didn't get that far into the paper that day.
To clarify, the Krakow Animal Welfare Society, they've confirmed it was an accident, but it was genuine. Residents thought it was an iguana. There was hours of calls and concern. Round 4 now. What just happened, this one's called, and these are sport questions. Tom, back to you.
Oh, sport.
We're going to play some audio. You're going to tell me what just happened. They're both sport related. Let's see how you go. Here's yours. Have a listen.
Come on, kid, do it. Oh, he did it! He did it! He got the 7-10, Randy! Oh, he God. Did it! Woo-hoo-hoo! My goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10! You bet, kid! You bet! Oh, man! Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game.
All right. Now, this is tricky because I believe that I've seen this vision, but when I was looking at it on my phone, I didn't have the sound on. So I didn't hear it.
So you think you've seen it?
But I think I've watched this footage, but I haven't heard it. And I think I've now just put the two together. I think it's 10-pin bowling. And I'm thinking that he split the two pins, where there's two pins at either side, and he knocked both out.
You got it. That's it.
Yeah, yep. It's called the split.
The Ginger Assassin, as he was referred to there.
7-10 split. Ginger Assassin was originally a Tom Gleason nickname.
Yes.
He was a teenage professional bowler. His name is Anthony Noyer, and he did this incredibly hard thing of a 7-10 split. It's the first time in 30 years that anyone's seen it on TV.
Yes. Life. So the two pins, I saw it, they're at either edge.
They're the widest pins
furthest
of the
apart
10.
They can be, but he managed to knock both of them out by knocking one pin onto the other pin.
Hardest thing you can do in 10-pin bowling.
Yep.
Other than apparently maintain general physique and fitness, from what I've witnessed.
But wow, it looked more exciting than it sounded because the footage was amazing. I'm just telling you how I received it.
I thought that audio was pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to, from now on, I'm going to watch TV with the sound off and then listen to it at a later date. It's a great way to appreciate things.
You get to live it twice.
Can't wait to find out what that's about.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we're teasing people because they're listening to the radio and they're wondering what this looks like. The answer is a bit average.
Yep. All right, this is interesting now because you're each on two. Ooh, Charlie,
pressure
this
is
you.
On.
Okay. We're going to come home to the W League here. There were absolute scenes last weekend. Have a listen to this.
Final seconds. Jada Wyman under own crossbar. It's finally beaten. Kyra Cooney Cross with the X Factor has scored from a corner 120 minutes in.
Oh, this is great. If you get this wrong, Charlie, you're sexist. You are sexist. So let's see if Charlie is sexist or not. Answer the question, Charlie.
Charlie Pickering, what just happened?
The winning of the W League for 2021. The winning of the Premiership.
Melbourne victory.
Yes!
Victory for
they
victory.
Did it.
Thank goodness. Equality is restored.
Who won, do you know?
Oh, actually, dear. I think in a way, football
point.
Was the big winner. Yeah. I think that was true.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Well played.
Melbourne victory.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You're very good.
Well, sort of.
All right, we're at round five now. Charlie, I just gave you a bonus point for the Melbourne victory, though I think while you were laughing, I did say it, but I'll still allow it. You're on three now.
Thank you.
Tom's on two. We're at round five. This is our mystery news story round.
Okay.
So you'll each be given three clues to listen to. You're going to listen to them and decipher a news story from the week. We love it when our listeners join in. You can text in your answers as well. The number here is 0418-226-576. Tom, you're up. Here are your clues.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
Come home, 'cause I've been waiting for you for so long, for so long.
Before you answer,
yep.
Talk me through your logic.
I am thinking I know what this story is. War, obviously, was the first song. The second song was The Horse With No Name, which often people attribute to Neil Young, but it's not Neil Young. It sounds like Neil Young. It's actually a band called America.
Indeed.
And that band's name is important. And it's about Americans coming home from war, finally, from Afghanistan at the end of this year.
You went through our wallets. Indeed.
Right, right. You're bloody well right.
I think you get 2 points.
Yes.
That was so good, beat for beat.
So arbitrary. So arbitrary.
I told you that at the start, Charlie. I did warn you this was entirely arbitrary. All right, here are your clues. You might get 2 points too. Here it is.
It's a grand old flag. It's a high-flying flag. Mm-hmm. It's the emblem for me and for you. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
Mama, I'm a millionaire. But I feel like a
this, I'll admit, is harder. So
yeah. If
you get it, I'll give you 2 points anyway. Talk me through what you heard.
So in the middle was Our House in mm-hmm. the middle of our street. Mm-hmm. The first was the club song and it's the Collingwood
It's the Melbourne Football Club. I'll give you that.
Oh, yes. Because it goes, yeah, okay. So it's the Melbourne Club song. So it's Melbourne House. And was the last song like Naked?
I'll give you the clues again. Melbourne Football Club song.
Yes.
Our House, as you said.
Yes.
And then Millionaire by Andre 3000 and Khalees.
Right. A Melbourne footballer has sold their house for $1 million. Surely that's a lot of them. surely they brought a lot of that to the table anyway. But no, I just... What?
Sorry.
The average Melbourne house price is over $1 million.
I'm going to give you 1 point because you had a second answer, right. but you did it. So okay. We're on a draw. You're on 4 each.
Wow.
That's only fair, isn't it, Tom? But you're too fair-minded. You'd be ahead right now if you hadn't convinced me to take a point off you.
No, well, I didn't say the answer. It was as a quiz show host. I just felt embarrassed for you. I just couldn't stand to be in the company of that incompetence. I'm like, that is not how quizzes work. And trust me, the ABC, people complain.
Be harder on people. Yes. All right, noted.
People have lost jobs for less than that around here. Absolutely.
All right, here's a tiebreaker for the win. You got to shout your name as your buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
First in gets to have a go, but you have to wait for me to finish the question first. It's a true or a false. True or false.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big weekend for the AFLW. It's the grand final weekend. True or false, the Adelaide Crows are going for the third premiership in 5 years of the AFLW competition.
Charlie?
True.
You tonight, wow. Good sir.
I have
done very well.
I was worried
you were going to be sexist again.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, who knew that I was so across women's sport? I've done very well.
Yes, what a relief.
Or as I just call it, sport, Tom.
Yes, of course.
So.
All right, so Charlie, you're our winner on 5 points. Tom, very, very close on 4.
Well, I haven't been reading the news, so that's why I didn't win.
Well, when we have you back next time and you've been across the news that week, you'll definitely win.
I'll read up.
Can I be here for that?
Absolutely. You've said it on radio now, so you'll definitely have to be here for that. You're both performing. Well, you're performing this weekend, Tom.
Yes, I'm on this weekend at the Comedy Festival. Everything shuts on Sunday, so there's so many shows to see.
Fantastic.
Sunday, all over.
And Charlie, you're the host of The Weekly on ABC TV.
8:30 Wednesday nights, part of an amazing lineup, including Hard Quiz with Tom Gleeson and Fisk with Kitty Flanagan. Another person whose career I made. And,
You're just collecting these trophies along the way.
Yeah, he made both of us, and now we're bookends to his show.
Yeah.
It's Charlie's world. We're just living in it. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right. No. It's my world, and Charlie lives in it.
Yeah.
Thank you both for being here. You're listening to RN Drive. It's coming up to the news. It's 7 o'clock.